Okay, we're going to take up Perek Tes and Hilchos Shavuos today. And this Perek deals primarily with Shavuos Eidos. That's the fourth type of Shavua that we discussed early on in Perek Aleph. And then it has to do with someone taking a Shavua, denying that he is able to give testimony. So all the specific permutations of this type of Shavua will be discussed in Perek Tes. A lot of this will be very familiar because it follows the same type of halachic structure as Shavuos Pikadam. The Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, HaToveya Eidov Lahoylo Eidos Yishchayev HaNitva Beidusam Levada Liten HaToveya Ze Mamon HaMetalto. This is the formula. When a plaintiff comes along and says to witnesses or makes a claim that witnesses need to testify concerning something where because of their testimony, the defendant in the case will have to pay. Okay, so again, the plaintiff is requesting or demanding from Eidim to testify on his behalf, right, in order so that he can get money from a defendant, all right? And in this case, it always has to be metalta, which remember, is movable property, not karka, not land. V'chafro beidusa v'nishbo. And what do? They deny it. The witnesses say, we don't know what you're talking about, and they make a shvua. Bein shenishbu beizin, bein shenishbu shenishbo'u chutz lebeizin. Doesn't matter if the shvua takes place in court or outside of court. Hare elu chayev mishum shvua zedus. So they are on the hook for creating a shvua zedus. Why? Because their denial, right, their refusal to testify and swearing by that is causing a loss of money. So too, it doesn't matter if the Eidim themselves took the Shvua or the plaintiff gives over the Shvua to them, the Kafrubo, just like by Shvua's Pikadon, even if they don't acknowledge Amen, Achar Shvuaso, since they denied it, because the denial is what's going to cause the loss of money, right? And of course, in this situation where the shua is being administered to the Eidim rather than them making themselves, this must take place within Beisdim. So the witnesses are not chayvin their shua's Eidus until the denial that takes place, okay, is in Beisdim. So again, it doesn't matter where they took the Shavua, whether the Shavua took place in Beis Din or outside, the kfira of it is within Beis Din. That kfira Beis Din bilvad, right? The denial has to take place in Beis Din. Shenemar im lo yagid v'nasavano, right? So it literally means that they don't testify, they'll carry that sin. Makam sheyagid v'ol v'yoel hu she'im lo yagid sham yishayev. So where's that place? The place where someone testifies, right? I.e. Beis Din. And if he doesn't testify, that'll cause him to be chayv. Halacha Gimel. Tavon be'edus she'ena mechayeves mamon. Okay, so now comes particulars. Let's say the plaintiff comes up to the witnesses and says he wants him to testify that there's no, on a matter that it doesn't involve money. Okay, she'ena mechayeves mamon. It's not financial. Or, o be'edus karkos or avadim mushtaros. You've seen this before. Or testimony regarding karka, which means non-movable property, avadim, servants, which are considered a derivative of non-movable property, and shtaros, which remember, shtaros themselves have no value. A contract has no value. It's a piece of paper. It's what's garm, what can cause you to pay. In all these cases, v'kafru v'nishbo, if they deny and they make a shvua based on their denial, p'turim shvuas edos, they'd be putter from the consequence of shvuas edos. She'en chayavin el akfiras edos mamon, she'doma le'pikadon utsumis yad v'gelzav aveda. So essentially what the Rambam is saying is that you're only chayev on denying the giving testimony only in a situation where it's something in financial related, and that financial matter is within this category of pikadon sumis yad gezel veda, right, which we all saw before from the last two prakim have to do with movable things. Okay, metaltalin. If it's not metaltalin, if it's karka or an ebed, they are off the hook of Shavuos Eidos. Halacha Dalet. V'chein ha-mashpia edei kenas. We saw this before also. When it comes to kenas, okay, Shavuos Eidos is not chal on a fine. So if they swear, they make a shvua as giving testimony where the result of the testimony will incur a fine among, let's say, from the defendants, the kafru, and they deny it, p'turim Shavuos Eidos. Why? Me'ishim kadam anissa v'hodeh b'kenas, right? Because let's say the defendant came forward and says, you know what? You're right, I must pay, right? Yiftar milishalim, right? what would happen? He'd be putter absolved from paying the af mishabo edim afrika beitu. Even if witnesses come along later on and testify, he'd still be off the hook. Nimso edim. What do we see here? These witnesses lo chayev bezeh beedusan levada. They're not causing this guy to be chayev in anything through their testimony. Ela edusan im kfiras and nitvahi amechayev esosan. So since the witnesses don't make him liable through their testimony, right? Really, it's only their testimony with the defendant denying it that would ever cause a chiyuv to emerge, right? V'im hoda lo tole dusan im kafruba v'nishbo keturin. So since ultimately their testimony won't be effective, right? If the defendant would acknowledge the fact that he's chayiv, if they go ahead and kofar and deny knowing about it and they make a shvua, they would end up being putter from shvuas edus. Okay, lachay. Now, mashbiachem ani shetavo b'taidu li. Okay, so now the plaintiff comes along. He gathers these witnesses, let's say two guys, Reuven and Shimon, who he's positive saw or have knowledge about this claim. And he says to them, I am administering an oath to you that you'll go ahead and testify for me that this guy owes me, let's say, Tashlumi Kefa, which is double payment, or Tashlumi Abarab Kamisha. We'll see if these are much later on. Or he owes me a fivefold payment, okay? The kafru, and what do? The witnesses deny knowing anything about it. In this case, chayavim mishvuas edus. Now, why are they chayavim mishvuas edus? Because we're not talking about, we're talking about, let's say, a penalty payment. It's not. Mimea keren, shehu mamon, lo mea kefal shehu knas. Because this testimony involves principle, meaning ultimately, the defendant isn't going to just have to pay the tashlumi abarab kamisha. There's the keren as well. So since the Shavuos Eidos, even though there's a Knas involved, but ultimately the principle is still there, the Karen Shehu Mamon, Lo Mea Kefal Shehu Knas, even though the Knas is still part of it, since one part of it is Karen, that's why they're on the hook. V'chein Yimishbiyam She'idolo She'anas Ploni, O Pita Bito. We saw this case before also. Let's say the plaintiff comes along, or the father comes along and says to the witnesses, you make a Shavua that you saw, I need you to testify that you saw my daughter get raped. And they refuse to, the Kafru. Why are they on the hook for Shavuos Eidos? And they have boshes, the pagam, because as we know, for instance, the embarrassment, which is the financial harm that will emerge, so again, in this situation, what do you call it? There are certain amounts of money that the person accused would have to pay, boshes, right? Excluding the knas. So even though there's a knas involved, since that boshes is still there, that's why the Eidim would be on the hook for Shavuos Eidos. Okay, lachava. Now, ein ha'Eidim chayavim b'Shavuos Eidos. So the witnesses are not obligated, are not bound by the Shavuos Eidos. Ad shi kafru v'shbo achar tfias baladin atzmo shlucho. So just like Shavuos Pikado, right? It's only, they only take the Shavua when, after the plaintiff, or let's say the shliach of the plaintiff, demands from the Eidim to make a Shavua, or demands that they testify. But let's say the witnesses know ahead of time that this guy's going to come ask them to testify, and they preempt him by taking a shvua, then they'd be peturim for shvua's edus. They'd be off the hook for shvua's edus because they preempted it. So what's the case? The Rambam's actually going to give us an example here. Just give me one second. Ketzad alach zayin. Ketzad roa tovea holech acharem. So let's say the witnesses saw the, the plaintiff running after them. Amrulo, and they say to him, Lama tava acharenu, shvua she'inanu yodim lecha edus. Right, they say, like, why are you following us for? Right, we're taking a shvua that we don't know what we're talking about. This testimony, we weren't there. Harila b'turim shvua zedus. Why they putter? Meishlo tavan tavea. Right, because the plaintiff didn't make a claim, didn't ask them to testify. They preempted it, even if it was 1 second. They preempted it. Elahim kadmu b'nishbo b'tzvias atzman. They went ahead and preempted it, and they made the shvua ahead of time. V'cheinim yishbiyam anisva. Right, let's say the defendant administers an oath. So what does the defendant do? He administers a shvua to these witnesses that if they know any testimony concerning the plaintiff, they should come forward and testify. And what do the edim say? We deny it. So again, it's not from the plaintiff that's making asking the witnesses to testify. It's coming from the defendant. And also in such a case, if they deny it, and of course, it's obvious to say, they administer an oath, okay. Let's say the case is that he administers an oath to the Eidim that they should come testify that this guy owes him money. Okay. The kafru and the deny it, shame paturin, maybe patur, shame zet toveya bal din atzmo, because that's not the bal din making the claim. Once again, if go ahead, if the shvua precedes the testimony, if the testimony precedes the shvua, and not lo shekama shvua le'edus, not the shvua preceding the edus. So ketza, what does this mean? Mashbia ani alecha. Okay, let's say the case is that the guy says to the witnesses, I'm giving you an oath, I'm administering an oath to you. So what do you say to them? You say to them, I'm giving you an oath that if you will know of any testimony that's concerning, that has concerning my case, you will come forward and testify. And they say amen to that. And what happens? Later on, they observe something. Whereas again, the guy's like, it's a funny case. The guy basically says to these two people, if you ever see anything happen concerning any financial claim with me, you must testify about it. But the event never took place yet. And then what happens? These two people happen to see a financial transaction take place. They tell him the aid. And now he comes and says, oh, now you got to come testify. The kafir bro, and they deny seeing it. They be part of from Shuras Edis. Because again, the event that there has to be an event on record that the witnesses saw. He can't preempt them and say, if you happen to see something in the future, I will demand that you testify that you witnessed that thing. Okay. Alacha tes. Eina edim chayav mishvuas edus. So the edim are not chayav mishvuas edus. Ad shiyachid osam atoveya v'yashpim o yishbo. Okay. So when is the edim are not chayav mishvuas edus until they are singled out? Okay. The plaintiff has to come along and single out these specific people. So ketzad. So what's an example? So Amad Bebeis HaKnesses, trust me, these are not the kind of announcements that take place in shul these days. But what happens? Someone stands up in shul. Amar Mashbia Ani. Okay, I am administering the following shvua. Kol mi shiodea li edus shiyava v'yoyli. Right, as he says as follows. He says, anyone here in Minyan, in shul, who knows anything, any testimony concerning anything that I've done, must come forward and testify on my behalf. The anukulam amen, and everyone says amen. Right, the Eidah of Bichlalam, and it happens to be in that group, there are witnesses there, okay? There are witnesses there who saw something. The Akakach Tava Eidav, the Kafrubo. And what happens afterwards? Afterwards, he demands of these witnesses to testify, and they deny it, they're seeing it. Harel Petur Mishvuas Eidus. They be Pater. Why? Neshalmo Yachid Eidah Bishua of Neatzman. Because and when the guy administers the Shvua, he didn't specify the specific Eidim, he said anyone. However, about im amar mashbia ani kol ha'omdim kan, what if he says, and it's always about the language, if he says, I'm administering an oath to everyone who is here right now, she'im yadu li edus, right, that if they know any testimony concerning anything about me, she'avo v'yaidu li, that they should come testify, v'hayu edav v'klalam, and those witnesses are there, v'kafru, and they deny it, then are elu chayim mishuas edus. Why? Shahare yiyachdam v'chlal achirim, because he did single them out among the others, okay? It's a subtle difference. But again, the question is that in one case, he's saying in front of everybody, anyone who may know anything about me, versus saying to all those standing here, okay? That's considered enough of a singling out to make these Edom on the hook for Shavuos Edus. Halacha Yud. V'cheinim amar le'edim, if he says to the witnesses, bo ve'hidu li sheish li mana b'yaploni, they say, come, he says to them, come, testify for me that this guy owes me $5. The Akarkach, Amad Bebeis Knesses, and afterwards, what happens? He gets up in front of Shul and in front of Minyan and says, Vishbia, Kol Mishodea Lo Edus Yobob Yoid. And he says afterwards, he says to the Edom, come and testify on my behalf that Reuben owes me money. Then he gets up in Shul and he makes a Shul, administers a Shul to everybody, saying, anyone who knows any testimony about me, Vyoid, Vilobo, Vilohidu, Hare Lechayavit. And let's say they don't come and testify, then they're chayav. Why? Sharei taban chila, because he told those witnesses at first. Remember, he said at first, you guys saw me have a financial transaction when this guy owes me money. Okay, they saw it. Sharei taban chila. But of course, this is provided that those witnesses are in shul to hear the second announcement and that there's a beis din there. Avaim lohayu if they bezin, if they're not in front of a bezin. Im anu amen, if they do answer amen, chayav mishvos edus, then they would be on the hook for shvos edus, kashi kafru beidusan bezin, then lodo amen in a chayavin. So if they answer amen, they would be on the hook if they deny it. And then if they didn't answer amen, they would not be chayav in the shvos haedus. Okay, lachiral. Echad amashbia eda bishvo. It doesn't matter when the person administering the shvua to the witnesses says, Osha amr lahan, mitzave ani aleichem bishvua. If he says, let's say, I'm commanding you with the shvua, osarchem ani bishvua, or he says, I'm binding you with the shvua, harei lechayabit. But of course, what's required? Every shvua must have the shem Hashem, or one of the, let's say, other names that we use to describe God. Of course, the witnesses aren't on the hook for Shavuos Edus. It has to be in the language that they recognize. Lachid Gimel, the Rambam now actually sums up what he's discussed in the first 12 halachas. He says, what do we see? She'ena edim chayavim Shavuos Edus. Witnesses are not on the hook for Shavuos Edus. Ela al pi asar dvar. There are 10 things, 10 conditions that are required in order for the edim to be on the hook. Ve'elohim. So the first is that the witnesses, right, the plaintiff must make a claim to the witnesses. The testimony must involve something financial. And the financial thing must be related to movable property. And the result of the testimony will make the defendant pay money. And they deny it after, or the edim deny it after the plaintiff makes a claim. Ushi Kharpu Bezin, the denial takes place in Bezin. Ushetia Sham Shwa Bashem over Kinoi, the Shwa has a Shem Hashem in it. Usha Tikadim Bias Adil to Shwa. And not only that, the knowledge of the testimony of the witnessing must precede the Shwa. Okay. Usha Yachid Adab, Asa Shwa, Asa Tvia. The witnesses are singled out, they're isolated at the time of the Shwa or the claim. And finally, Ushetia Shwa Belush and Shem Akiranosa. And the Shwa must be in the language that they understand. Okay. Halacha Yud Dalid. Second. Komakam Shamarnu Pater. Okay. Every time we say the language of Pater from Shavuos Edus, Pater Mishavuos Edus, about Chayiv Shavuos Bitois. We forgot about that. Just because someone's off the hook of Shavuos Edus doesn't mean there is not some type of liability by the fact that they're lying. He's still lying. So they're Chayiv Shavuos Bitois. The who Shanishva, either they made the Shavua, Osha An Amen, or they answered Amen, Im Ishbio Acher. Because in these situations, they're making a shvua sheker. They're taking a shvua lying. But if someone is chayim, is liable for shvua seidus, even though he's lying purposely, so we don't cross-pollinate shvuas here. What we say is that he's off the hook of shvuas bitoy, but he's on the hook for shvuas edus. Shreyakasuv hosi shvuas edus miklal shvuas bitoy. Because the Torah comes along, even though it's a lie, it takes Shavuos Edus out of the category of Shavuos Bitois. But he's not Chayiv Malkus. So basically, the rule of thumb is that a person who takes a Shavuah where he lies, he's only Chayiv for one Shavuah, not for two, right? Okay? We never say that the guy will be Chayiv in both Shavuos Edus and Shavuos Bitoy. He's only on the hook for one of them. Halacha Tezva. Mashbia ani aleichem. Here's the following case. The plaintiff says, I'm administering an oath to you witnesses im lo tavo v'ta'idili, right? If you do, what do you call it? If you do not come and testify, sheyeshli b'yad ploni pikado v'sumis yad gezel aveda. Remember, we're going to get into this case here where, where he says numerous things, okay? He says that I want your witnesses to come testify that Reuven has my pikadon, let's say, something I'm he's supposed to keep an eye on for me. Utsumis yad, let's say, he has something that belongs to me. An aveda, something lost, gezel, something stolen. Point is that it's four specific things he's asking from the edim to testify to, just like by shvuos pikadon. Shvuos she'in ani yodin lecha edus, right? So if the edim say we will take a shvuah that we don't know anything about this testimony, right? Right? So if they make a denial, where in the denial they specify they respond directly to each specific thing that the plaintiff demanded, then they're on the hook for four shvuos, because there's four separate, so to speak, shvuos that they're making. Halacha design, however, mashbiani alechem, if they come along and if the plaintiff comes along and says, I'm administering a shvuah, im lo tavo b'didili, shalei shibya poni, chiti misar mekosvim, again, we saw this case before, let's say he says, you must testify that Reuven has in his house, let's say, Reese's, M&M's, and Hershey's, shvuah she'in anu yodun lecha edus, right? And they say to him, we don't know what you're talking about, but they don't specify the M&M's, Reese's, and Hershey's, einam chayav in alachas, they're only chayav in one. However, if they say, but if they say, we deny knowing anything about these M&M's, Reese's, and Hershey's, then they will be on the hook for each specific shvuah. We saw this case also by shvuah spikata. Let's say many people come along and tell these edim to step forward and say, to testify, right? The amra shvuah she'in anu yodin lechem edus. Right, and what do the witnesses say? They say we are taking a shvuah that we don't know any testimony concerning what you are talking about. Right, then they're only chayav one. But if they specify each person lo lecha, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, then chayav and alachas v'achas to derech shibyanim shvuah spikada. So again, if they respond, if they defend the request for testimony and they specify each person, then they're on the hook for multiple shvuahs. Alach yudches hanishba lechaveru. Let's say a person administers a shvua to his friend, right? That he knows testimony concerning him. Right? And it turns out he doesn't know any testimony. He's a potter. He's potter. And this is such a situation, right? There's no shvuas edus or shvuas bitoy. Why? Right? So shvuas bitoy only involves something that has both, so to speak, a positive and negative. Then Yomar Shvua She'en Yodea L'Chaedus, and if the guy says, listen, I'm taking a Shvua that I don't know any testimony concerning this, Ein Zeh Shvua's Bitoy, right? This won't be a Shvua's Bitoy, Ela Shvua's Edus. Ho V'Lav Zeh She'ishba Ein a Shvua's Bitoy, right? Because the negative never actually takes hold by Shvua's Bitoy, Kach Hein Shava Shehu Anishba Shodea Lo Edus Ein a Shvua's Bitoy. So therefore, the positive aspect of it, which is saying, taking a shvuah that he doesn't know any testimony, will not be considered a shvuah's bitui. And finally, lachi yates, dabar baruhu, this is clear to anyone, shanishma lechaveru shehelo, when a person takes administers a shvuah to a friend, shehelo, to testify, who lo heid, and he's not going to, okay, or he doesn't testify, o shelo heilo, or he does not testify, who heid, and then he does, hariza chai mishum shvuah's bitui, veikan shvuah's edus klal. In such a case, he's chayav on for shvuos bitoy, but not for shvuos edus. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up more shvuos edus stuff after Shabbos on Sunday. Have a wonderful Shabbos.